Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Cheating Culture, Why More Americans Are Doing Wrong to Get Ahead, by David Callahan. Narrated by Richard M. Davidson. This book is copyrighted 2004 by David Callahan. This recording is copyrighted 2004 by Recorded Books. You're standing at an ATM. It can't access account information, but allows unlimited withdrawals. Do you take more than your balance? David Callahan thinks most of us would. While there have always been those who cut corners, he shows that cheating on every level, from the highly publicized corporate scandals to Little League fraud, has risen dramatically in the last two decades. Why all the cheating? Why now? And now, The Cheating Culture.
Preface. My friend Peter went through a shoplifting phase a few years back. His thefts reflected his tastes. $40 bottles of Bordeaux, for example. And though Peter showed no signs of kleptomania, his friends agreed that he must have mental problems. Why else would a normal adult be shoplifting? Last April, my friend Max filed taxes in Connecticut, where he used to live, even though he now resides in New York City. Dodging the city's killer taxes saved him about $3,000. Did anyone think Max was disturbed? Hardly. His friends thought he was smart to keep his legal address in Connecticut. Petty shoplifting's a misdemeanor. Tax evasion is a felony that can yield prison time. If anyone has a screw loose, it's really Max, not Peter. Right? Well, yes and no. And this funny dichotomy says a lot about morality in America these days, as I've learned while writing this book. In the fall of 2001, when Enron collapsed into a heap of debts and lawsuits, I was working on a history of the Harvard Business School class of 1949. Most of its members are now in their late 70s, and many ran big companies in their day. When I asked them about the corporate scandals, they'd shake their heads in disgust. Disgust at the bloated pay packages, the gilded perks, and most of all, the pervasive lying by CEOs. It's all about values, the 49ers said, in trying to explain what went wrong in the executive suites of Enron, Tyco, and so many other companies. Today's business values normal.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?